Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Susie Vasquez joins us. She's Executive Director of the Nevada State Apartment Association. Then Wayne Thorley, Deputy Secretary of State for Elections. It's all coming up on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This is Liz. Liz is what you might call an enthusiast. She's enthusiastic about her rose garden, her book club, and her colossal collection of colorful scrubs. She's also enthusiastic about helping her fellow Nevadans protect their health. That's why when she votes in our upcoming primary election, Liz will be enthusiastically mailing her vote in. Voting by mail is simple, convenient, and the smartest possible way to safeguard everyone's health. So be like Liz. Mail it in, Nevada.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome for the first time to the program Susie Vasquez. She is the Executive Director for the Nevada State Apartment Association. About 60% of all multifamily units in the state are members. Other members of the association include property management companies and all the vendors that serve the association. Pleasure to have you on the program. First question I wanted to ask you was, with all the turmoil that's been going on with riots and everything else over the last couple of days, have you gotten any reports of negative things from any of your association members?
No, we have not. We haven't experienced any negative effects.
Okay, well, that's very good to hear. Let's talk about then the effects of coronavirus, because some of the mandates that came down from the governor have certainly affected what's going on with your organization and its members. So share with us, if you will, any of the good things and certainly what the problems are.
Certainly. We fully support the eviction moratorium. I want to get that out of the way rather quickly. We understand the purpose. We understand that the governor wanted everyone to remain housed and safe and not have to worry about a roof over their head. And we equally were not in any way, shape, or form planning on, removing anyone from their home. So our goal from the get-go was the same, which has helped a lot. We've been very fortunate to have a significant number of renters pay their rent either on time or make payment arrangements with us. So we've been very, very fortunate to be able to communicate freely with our residents and arrange a move forward, even though, it changes on a day-to-day basis. Landlords and renters have been communicating very well over this period.
What about the concerns about the courts and their lack of availability? If there are issues with bad actors, let's say the majority of the people who rent are not bad actors, but there are going to be some. What's the ability of owners to be able to do something about it?
We still do have the ability to evict for severe nuisances or anyone that poses a threat to their community. And we have been successful in a number of them. However, they are limited to what exactly, what reasons we are able to evict. But we have been able to address that for the most part. It has been harder and harder to get evictions over the last, 2 weeks. But they are understanding.
What are your concerns as this goes on, and as certainly as unless there are changes, we're going to see the unemployment benefits running out at the end of July. It's bad enough that people can't afford at that point to pay their rents, but the owners need to pay their mortgages as well. What's the discussion between your members at this point about that?
We're taking it month by month, just simply because every month brings on a different set of results. April, we were able to collect a good amount of rent. May continues. We do anticipate June, July, August, and September experiencing some more challenges. So right now, our focus really is to reach out to the municipalities as well as the state to see what type of rental assistance programs are being developed, which they are, which we're really good to know that those are in the pipeline and being expeditiously created and hopefully released here in the next couple of weeks.
Can you share with us some, what some of those are so that folks who may find themselves running into trouble have some preparation?
Certainly. There aren't any specifics available. The CARES Act did fund the state of Nevada as well as municipalities with some funding that isn't directly for rent assistance, but can be used for that. So right now, I think many of the cities are still determining what amount they're going to designate for rent assistance and how that process is going to take place. So more details to come in probably the next week or two. But right now, we are really in the preliminary stages. But there is a plan to have rental assistance programs hopefully be kind of developed and the resources funneled through the way the Attorney General's office had the $2 million funneled through the existing resources that we have for rent assistance, which expedited the ability to get that money out to the people that really needed it.
Is there any income restrictions that you are aware of at this point? Because we've seen, for example, with the $1,200 that everybody got it, and with the PPP loans, pretty much every company that applied for it, whether they were a small company or a multi-billion dollar company, got it. So are you hearing anything in regards to that?
The city of Reno has a program that is directed to low-income families, and you can find further information on our website under homeless resources or homelessness resources. The Attorney General's office, I don't believe, had stipulations, but was funneled through the existing resources that people needing rental assistance. So they do have certain criteria they would have to meet, but I don't know what that is. I do know that Nevada 211 is a really good resource to direct people to where they need to go on a number of different subjects.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Susie Vasquez after this timeout.
Can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Susie Vasquez. She is the executive director for the Nevada State Apartment Association. Susie, it's been interesting looking at Zillow over the last week or so to see that home prices in northern Nevada are rising, not going in the opposite direction. So it appears that it's already been baked into the cake that we're going to get past coronavirus problems and that housing prices are going to continue to rise. Is that what you're seeing in southern Nevada as well as northern Nevada?
We will continue to see a little bit of an increase in sales prices simply because, especially northern Nevada, demand is still pretty high. Southern Nevada, not as high, so it won't accelerate as quickly. That's been the pattern over the last few years. We do anticipate that to continue, but we were headed towards a point where we were going to see some supply-demand kind of balance for about 18 months to 24 months. That's yet to be seen because we don't know how many construction projects have been halted during this time. But we were headed towards kind of a somewhat stabilization, at least on the rental market. The sales, I'm sure, were going to have similar experiences.
You know, it's been interesting to watch the casino reopenings in Arizona, Idaho, some of the slot routes in Montana, where the lines have been excessive and the take has been above what it was pre-COVID because of this pent-up demand. Do you get the sense from the people you're talking to that this recovery is going to move faster than a lot of people are anticipating?
I believe that we are. We're going to experience the same things that, you know, people across the country have as far as gaming is concerned. So we do anticipate. I don't have the data to see what type of hotel rooms are being reserved, but I do anticipate, especially California continuing their shelter in place. I'm sure that they're going to want to, you know, come across the lines as others have been crossing the lines in Arizona to go to their gaming establishments and recreational opportunities.
In talking to some business people over the weekend who are in the construction and development worlds, they were saying to me that the inquiries from California, especially from the Bay Area at this point, and these are Northern Nevada developers, are saying that because of COVID and the problems with that in the Bay Area, that they are anticipating a lot of companies are now going to pick up sticks and move to Nevada because of that. Are you seeing the same kind of discussion coming out of Southern Nevada and Southern California because of that?
We continue to see an influx from California and also Arizona, Washington, and Oregon primarily, just because the restrictions in those states are just increasing and with no end in sight. So we've been seeing an influx in southern and northern Nevada from California for quite some time, and we expect that to continue.
And that's where we have to leave it. You are welcome to come back anytime. We appreciate you being here, and thank you. And we'll
thank
be right
you.
Back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us. So she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed.
You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time, Wayne Thorley. He is Deputy Secretary of State for Elections for the state of Nevada. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Glad to be here.
A couple of quick questions before we get to the main topic of the interview today. First of all, your reaction to what's been going on in Carson City the last couple of weeks with these demonstrations, and then this weekend in Reno.
It's a little outside my swim lane. Certainly is concerning what's going on. The world right now seems to be a little turned upside down. I know a lot of people are hurting. Hopefully with this election that's coming up on June 9th, we can help restore some normalcy to people's lives and continue to move forward.
Next question I had for you was the Politico story that came out last week. And the headline says, Nevada Secretary of State reviews MedMen, which is the marijuana company, donation allegations that they made illegal campaign contributions to Governor Sisolak. Now, my understanding is, if I am correct, and you can correct me, is that this would not be a problem for Governor Sisolak unless he was aware contributions were illegal. All he would have to do would be to return the money. The crime would be with somebody who tried to make illegal donations. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, exceeding the using a straw man to exceed the contribution limits is a crime, as you mentioned. It can be both a crime for the individual who is organizing the straw contribution. It can also be a crime on the elected official, the public officer, if the public officer helped orchestrate the straw contribution. However, you are correct. If the public officer was not aware that it was a straw contribution, then there wouldn't be a criminal violation on the side of the public officer.
For our viewers and listeners, would you explain what a straw man contribution is?
Certainly. Under current state law in Nevada, every candidate can receive up to $10,000 per election cycle from any individual donor. A donor cannot give beyond or more than $10,000. What a straw contribution is when a donor has already maxed out their contribution levels to a particular candidate or public officer, and then recruits a third person to give a contribution to that public officer and gives money to that person, basically passes their money through a conduit who has not already maxed out their contribution so that they can essentially double their contribution to the public officer.
And then reimburse that person for their donation, alleged donation.
Correct. Oftentimes what you see is the person's reimbursed and maybe even paid a little bit extra money for their services. So sometimes when you see these straw contributions, the person is given a little bit of compensation. So not only reimbursed for the contribution, but given some compensation above and beyond that also.
There was a federal situation a few years ago where a Reno businessman organized over $100,000 worth of contributions to Senator Harry Reid's campaign. Senator Reid returned the money and at the time said, yes, I did ask for help with contributions. I didn't ask for them to be done illegally. The person who made those contributions actually went to jail for over a year.
That is correct.
And so would we be looking at a similar situation if it was just based in Nevada, versus being a federal situation?
It's really too early to speculate on what we might be looking at here. As I stated to the Politico reporter, our office only recently became aware of the allegation in the lawsuit from the former MedMen executive. And at this stage, we are simply reviewing the allegation.
Okay, but just to clarify, if this were proven to be accurate, this Politico report, which people can Google and find out more for themselves, would the person be liable for jail time if they actually did commit this crime?
Certainly. Exceeding the contribution limit or using a straw man to exceed the contribution limit is a felony in the state of Nevada. And so there would be jail time likely associated with that.
All right, let's move on to the topic of the day. June 9th is the primary election. How are we doing so far with the mail-in ballots? And I do want to point out, because I think this is really important, that Secretary of State Barbara Sagaski is on both sides of the aisle being applauded for operating the office in a bipartisan fashion.
Yes, it's we put a lot of work into this, Sam, getting ready for the June 9th primary election. As most people are aware by now, this election will be conducted mostly by mail. We did send ballots out to registered voters about a month ago. So everyone should have their ballots by now. The election, of course, is just over a week away. We've had just a little over 15% of voters return their ballots so far. Historically in Nevada, turnout for primary elections has been pretty low, right around 20% of the voters have participated in primary elections. So we're certainly on a pace right now to, I think, exceed that. Somewhat, I'm not exactly sure how high we'll go, but we're certainly seeing a lot of voters respond positively to the mail-in ballots that we sent them. And certainly for this election, for this primary election, it is the safest way to vote.
Let me ask you this, because we're seeing so many things changing because of COVID. Do you think that going forward, when people realize just how easy it is to vote by mail, that we're going to end up seeing a higher percentage of voters each election cycle voting by mail because of that?
I think you're right. I think that there will be a percentage of voters, I'm not sure how large, that after this election will decide that they like voting by mail and will want to continue to vote that way going forward. Of course, in Nevada, we have what's called no excuse absentee voting. Any registered voter can vote by mail. They don't have to have a reason. They don't need to be out of the state or out of the country. So I certainly think we'll see an increase in the number of voters that want to vote by mail and request an absentee ballot. We also have what's called a permanent absentee mailing list, where you can request an absentee ballot one time, and then you will be mailed a ballot for all future elections in which you're eligible to vote. And so I anticipate a lot of voters will take advantage of that. I don't know how large it will be. Our voters do seem to like in-person voting, particularly our early voting program, which is very robust out in the community and locations where voters already congregate. But certainly I think we will see an increase going forward in the number of that vote by mail on a permanent basis.
For folks who have been on social media, they've seen reports of ballots being stacked up in garbage cans, and you know, what is the reality of that situation?
Some ballots certainly do get delivered to the wrong addresses, or the voter that the ballot is addressed to no longer lives at that address. However, that is the exception, not the rule. Over 200,000 ballots that the counties have sent out have been returned to the county election official as undeliverable by the Postal Service. So the vast majority of ballots that are undeliverable get returned securely to the county. Of course, some of them do end up, like I said, getting delivered to the wrong address or to the voter does not no longer live there. But there are security procedures in place to prevent a person from voting that ballot when it's not their ballot. Every ballot return envelope must be signed by the voter. And that signature is compared to the signature on file that we have for that specific voter. If it does not match, their ballot is not counted. Or if they fail to sign the ballot return envelope, their ballot is also not counted. So it would be very difficult for someone to just pick a ballot up off the ground and vote it.
At this point, how optimistic are you that we're going to exceed the normal primary ballot entries here?
So I'm very confident that we will get to at least 20% turnout and exceed that. I'm not sure how much higher we'll go. Initially, I thought we might get to around 30%. Right now, based on the return rate that we're seeing, that's probably a little optimistic. I don't know if we'll get there, but definitely go beyond 20%.
All right, and last question here. When will we know the result of this election? Will we know it on election night if it's close?
On election night, we will post election results for the ballots that we have counted to that point, but they will be incomplete. Voters have until June 9th, which is election day, to get their ballots postmarked or dropped off at the county election office. And so those ballots that arrive after June 9th, if they're postmarked by June 9th, will be counted. And so we will continue to count ballots in the days and even up to 10 days after the election. So we will post election results on election night. They will be incomplete, and we will continue to update those daily until we have final official election results. But it could take between 7 to 10 days to have final election results. So certainly in those close contests, it might be some time after the election before the winner is known.
All right. Well, your office is doing a great job. And we just want to encourage everybody, for goodness sake, fill out the darn ballot, send it in. It is important that you do that. And if you don't know who all the people are on the ballot, then call somebody who does. Like I call my attorney and say, who are the best judges? Who are the best candidates? You know, be informed when you vote. And but for goodness sake, people all over the world die for the opportunity to vote. And in this country, the turnout tends to be so miserable. So I applaud what you and the office are doing to encourage people to get out there and vote. Thank you for being here, sir.
No problem. Thank you, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.